I always appreciate it when music exists in some kind of atmospheric environment that's not just sterile studio, dead space sound. And I think it can kind of take the listener to a different place.
Making the latest Bright Eyes album, Connor Oberst and company traveled to a lot of different places and introduced us musically to a Florida town called Casadega. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Called Rock's Boy Genius as a teenager, Bright Eyes frontman Connor Oberst is now nearing the three-decade mark. And his growth and sophistication as a songwriter today leaves a lot of anticipation for what's still to come. On his own, Connor's released two recent solo albums and is finally set to join Jim James and M. Ward on record as the Monsters of Folk. But in 2007, he set about adding yet another dimension to the Bright Eyes sound with the album Casadega, telling poetic tales of travel around America with a cinematic production to match. And as Connor explained to me in an interview that year, the album is just that, an album, even though the songs are never planned. Your record, Casadega, sort of has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I imagine that was intentional. You still believe in the album, right?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a great art form, you know, and I hope it doesn't disappear completely. I think it's fine if people make their music with the intention of each song can exist separately, and, you know, that's a fine attitude to have, I guess, but for us, we still make our records with the idea of here's where it starts, here's where you flip the side of the record. You know, and that's just kind of the way we've always done it, and I guess the only way we really know how to do it. We're not very good at writing singles.
Hear the chums, did you know that the wind, when it blows, it is older than Rome? And all of this sorrow, see the new pyramids down in old Manhattan. From the roof of a friend's, we watched an empire ending her loud and long. The river's on time marching on to a madman's drum.
Give us a little idea, if you can, of your kind of nuts and bolts of how you work as a writer. Did things happen specifically while you were at Casadega? Have things happened specifically while you were in New York? How's it work for you?
To me, there's always a delayed effect. You know, if I experience something, it usually takes a little bit of time for it to come out in a song. I guess most of my songs start with a vocal melody, maybe a few scraps of lyrics, and then kind of forms itself over a certain amount of time, just sort of humming it to myself. And I don't actually write things down a lot. I more just slowly write it in my mind, and then maybe eventually put it on a piece of paper. But it's more of just kind of daydreaming and finding time to be open to let whatever that is, like, come through, because I'm not the kind of person that can set aside time and sit down and say, I'm going to, you know, work from this time to this time and get anything done. I just have to wait around for it to happen.
I know you try to play it cool, but there's some thoughts you just can't hide. Only in your closest friends do you confide. It's the way you say you'll be seeing me. Oh, like it's so offhand. Well, I know soon you'll be leaving your man.
Dipping into the Rarities album for that one, it's Bright Eyes and a live version of Soon You'll Be Leaving Your Man. You can hear the whole interview and performance in the audio archives at WFUV.org.